Okay, today is Kuf Lamed Tes. Okay, so we're on third line from the top we got to yesterday. We talked about how the laws of sending away the mother bird doesn't apply to Mukdoshin, to holy Hektish Karbonis birds. As the question is, Hani Mukdoshin Hechadami, how did you end up with a holy bird that we're going to say it doesn't apply to? A holy bird? Well, Korban, right? So how did you end up with this? If you had your own private nest in your house, you had your pet birds there, and you made it Hektish. So, I mean, you took one of the... You had pigeons, yeah? What sort of birds can be a korban? Terv and a gozel, right? Those are the two? Terv and a gozel? Benayoyna. What did I say gozel from? Terv and Benayoyna. Yeah, that's right. Terv and Benayoyna. So you had...
Pigeons and doves.
Pigeons and doves. So you had some terv and Benayoyna sitting in your bird cage, and you took one and you said, I can get Hektish, it's going to be a korban. Okay, so that's how you got a... That's how you got a bird... That's a carbon. Is Obazoi Mimachayev? If it wouldn't be Hektish, you would be Mechayev and Chiloach HaKein for such a situation. Ki Yikore Kan Sipur. It says only when you happen upon a nest out in the free range. Prat Lemezuman, which excludes that if it's already available. Yeah, we said yesterday if you have a pet bird, then there's no dinner shluch again anyway. So why do you have to say it doesn't apply because it's Hektish? It's anywhere wouldn't apply if it wasn't Hektish. So what's the situation that we're talking about over here? Ella de chaza ken bi'alma. So we're talking about where he was going for a walk. He was doing a hike down the Yarra Trail and he saw there a nest of birds and there was a beautiful pigeon, as there are, and he said, aha, I'm going to make that pigeon a korban v'aktish. And he said, that pigeon is Hektish. So the question is, in that case, mikodesh, can you make such a thing hektish? Ish ki yaktish es beisei kodesh amar rachmana. The Torah, when it talks about making things hektish, so one of the expressions is, when a man will make his house kodesh. What does that teach you? Ma beisei b'shusai, just like it's in your possession. When do you have a power and a right to make something hektish? When it's yours. Yeah, it's your house, you can make hektish. Av kol b'shusai, it's got to be yours. If I'm walking in a national park, and I see a bird in a nest over there, I haven't got a right to make it hektish. It's not mine. Yeah. So therefore, how did you get this hektish bird that you have to tell me is potter from Shlach HaKein? Ella, said the Gemara, tries again, Diag behinu li efroichim b'akdashinu. You picked up the chicks. So there was a nest. And it was... You picked up, and then you were zoichim. So Taka was a... It was taka a kiyikore, yeah? So it wasn't your private backyard one. You were walking, going for a hike, and you found the birds, so therefore you had to make it yours. So what did you do? You picked them up. Agbehinu, you did a hagbah, you made a kinyan on it, and you were zeicha and these birds from Hefker. So now the birds are yours. And then akhtashinu, the afroichim is the babies, right? The akhtashinu, and he made it hektish. And then a hadar, a hadrinu. And then you said, you know what? Couldn't be bothered. How am I going to get it home? So you stuck it back in the nest. Yeah? So, but they're still hektish. It's too late. You can't change your mind on the hektishness of them. And then, so the mother saw that you went away. So the mother came back. She doesn't know from hektish, right? So you got these hektish babies and a mother floating on top of them. Yeah, the national park.
But if you haven't got the right to do that.
No, they're hefker. Right.
But even if they're hefker, they're not yours.
If they're hefker, then but if you're kind of them, then they're yours. Right. So you he's kind of the birds from hefker. He puts them back in the nest. The mother comes back and hovers over them. So that's the situation which the Mishnah's talking about, where it says that the hektish, in a case of hektish, there's no shiluach hakein. Freddy Gemara. Hi, that situation. Afilu b'chulin nami lelechayv. Even in a case of chulin, would also not be obligated. You picked them up and put them back. You took them out of the nest and then you put them back in the nest. The Tana, we learned in a brisa, not the lesabonim, in a non-hektish case, just a regular chulin case. If he picked up the baby chicks Then he put them back in the nest. And then the mother came back and started fluttering over them again. There's no more shluch hakein. Once you've taken them, yeah, and then you put them back, there's no shluch hakein there. Shluch hakein applies only when it's, you know, in the first instance. So if we're talking about where he picked them up out of the nest to be koina, made it hektish and put it back in, you don't need to tell me that there's no, ooh, you don't need to tell me that there's no shluch hakein there. Because no shluch hakein there, even if it wouldn't have made it hektish in the middle. Even if it would just pick it up and put it back. That's already nothing doing. Ella, so must be, what's the case? We'll try again. The agbaha la'em va'akdusha. It was not that the kids were hektish, the mother was hektish. He picked up the mother and made her hektish. V'hadra. And then he let go, and she flew back and hovered over the kids. So what happens in that case is meikara ichayv lebishiluach mekami daktisha. So he was obligated as soon as he found it. So you're telling me that it's, you're telling me in that case that he's going to be potter? Is that really so? The chiyuv of shiluach hakein was there before he made it hektish. As soon as he turned up and found a mother on top of the kids, he had a mitzvah of shiluach hakein. The fact that he decided to pick up the mother and say hektish, hektish, hektish. Yeah, that makes it now suddenly permitted to take the kids without the mother. The Tanya, you're learning a brisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Omer, hektish chaya ve'achakach shochta. If you made an animal hektish, a chaya, a deer, yeah, and then you made it hektish, and then you shechted it. So at the time when you shechted it, it was already hektish. Is then potter molachasis? There's no chiyuv of kisei adam. You don't have to cover the blood. But shachta, if you first shechted it, and once it's geshachta and you decided, oh, by the way, I'm making this hektish, chayev lechasis, then you have to cover the blood. Why? Shekvanis chayev bekisei kodesh over the hektish. You were already obligated. You cannot take away an obligation by making it hektish of kisei adam. In the same way, says the Gemara, that you can't take away the obligation of kisei adam, you can't take away the obligation either of shiluach hakein. You were obligated.
Because you weren't standing there before, there was always the mitzvah there.
Right, the mitzvah was there before you made it hektish.
But that would be always. The mother was there.
No, well, the mitzvah was there. It has to be when you...
No, correct. No, you're quite right. That's why we're trying to find a case of hektish. Where do you find a case of hektish where you're going to say it's potter? Yeah? If it was hektish, if you made the mother hektish, he's not potter. Yeah? Because he was already mechuyev in it before. How are you going to get a case where it's mechulin of a levim of doshin? That's what the Gemara is trying to work out. Every case we talk about with hektish,
he makes a shvur. The chick that bird lays will be hektish.
Oh, we're getting closer. Yeah, you're getting closer. We've tried already four different scenarios and we upflogged all of them. So Rav Omar b'maktish peirish shuvcha mordu. What happened was he said, I am being maktish all the peiris. It says fruit, but obviously it's birds. Yeah, the fruit of my coop, the fruit of the coop. Yeah, I'm making them hektish. Umardu, and they rebelled. They said, "Oh, I'm not being hektish," and they flew away. Yeah. So now, when he goes out on his hike on Yarra Trail, and he finds them, and they're not domesticated anymore. They're rebelled.
They flew in the coop.
They flew in the coop. Exactly. So in that case, they were hektish already back in the day when they lived at home. Yeah, now they've rebelled and flown off into Whoop Whoop. And a flock of hektish birds in Yarra Trail National Park. And now you come along them and you go, ooh, there they are. Guess what? I don't need to send away the mother. Yippee.
Because the hektish was pre-existent.
Because the hektish was pre... The hektish happened when they were still, you know, mezumen.
So, you think that perhaps the original thing of sending away the mother is not for the sake of kindness?
There's a whole machlokes between the Ramban and the other about if
it's look.
If you say the Gemara Mishnah says in Brachas that a person who says as part of his davening that God should have mercy of us like he had mercy on the mother bird is Meshatkin, I say, because the mitzvah is not, it's not just a mercy because you know you feel like it's a nice thing. The mitzvah says only because God said to do it. Yeah, so it's a different. It's a whole different story. Anyhow, so therefore, here's an example where the birds were hektish, yeah. And if they hadn't been hektish, you would have a mitzvah to send away the mother. But because they're hektish, you don't. So that's Rav's case. Shmuel Amar b'maktish tarnagolte leberaka bayis. He made his chicken. Chicken can't be a korban, obviously, because you have to use it for chicken soup, right? You can't spend it on a korban. But if you make a chicken korban, what's a kodesh? What sort of kodesh? Beraka bayis. Yeah, you can donate a chicken to the Beis HaMikdash, and the gizbar will use it for whatever he wants, or he'll sell it and use the money or whatever. Yeah. So it's the property of the Beis HaMikdash, but not a korban kedushas haguf. Yeah. So he says in that case. So even though it's so what happened there, it's kedushas domim, so that exempts him from shiloh, and it's the same thing, and it flew away. He's not to say that it flew away, because otherwise it would be mezuman, right? So he made his chicken hektish, and the chicken flew away. And then he found it hovering over the thing in Yarra Trail National Park. So because it's kodesh, he doesn't have to do shiloh hakein. So what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Rav says he was maktish his chicken, his dove coop. And Shmuel says he was makdish his chicken coop. What's the, what are we arguing about the birds over here?
Well, dove can be a korban.
So that's the difference. Rav says it applies to a korban when it's a korban, and Shmuel says even vera kabai is also the same deal. It's potter from Shlach HaKein. So the Gemara discusses Bishlam Shmuel Le'amakir Rav. Shmuel didn't say Rav's example the kamukim lo bekatcha vera kabai because he wants to tell you the chiddush. He doesn't want to, obviously not dafka better kabais, but he's saying even better kabais, yeah? So Shmuel wants to point out that even better kabais makes it potter from sending away the mother, so he mentions the case of better kabais. Ella Rav, my time of the Amakish Shmuel, Rav, why didn't Rav say that also, to give you the bigger Kiddush? Is because Amalach Rav, no, dafka kapotcha b'shiluach. Rav says, no, it's only when it's Kiddush Saguf, that's when it's potter from sending it away. Go and pay Rishuvka, the kachem is bechninu. Rav Dafke said birds that can be a korban because he says when you make it kodesh for the mizbeach, that's when you are exempt from sending away the mother bird. The cave and the kodesh kedushas haguf. Yeah, once it's kedushas haguf lepaka kedushas sayu minayu, then the kedusha never goes away. Avol b'makdish tarna gulta lebera kabayis. But if you make your chicken belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's only a financial
fund.
A maintenance fund. It's a financial asset. It's not any carbon aspect. The lav kachem is beyach, and it's not eligible for a chicken to be a kachem is beyach. The kedusha damim be'almohu. It's only financial kedusha. Came in the mordo, then the chicken flew away. Poka kedusha sayu. It's oiski kedush. What happened is, if the gizbar owns some financial asset and it flies away, so he's lost it. He says, Baruch Danim. He says, oh, bad luck. He says, it doesn't belong to the gizbar anymore. It flew away. Yeah, if the gizbar owns a bird and the bird flies away, then the gizbar doesn't own it anymore. Yeah? So therefore, Chayev is Peshiluach. So Rav says, in that case, you would have to send it away. That wouldn't be considered hektish anymore. And Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, no, what do you mean it flew away? It's not. It doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash anymore because it flew away. Kol Heicha De'isa, wherever it flies, no matter how wide or how far it roams, Be'Gazad Rachmana Isa, he still calls the Beis HaMikdash home because it belongs to God wherever. It can't fly away and become Hefker. Yeah? If he flies away, it still belongs to God. Though God owns the whole land and everything that's in it. So you can't fly away from God.
So all the dinim of hektish will continually apply to this bird.
Well, it's better kabais. But it's still...
No, but a person who finds this bird now can't use it for...
No, yeah, exactly right. It's still a din of better kabais. It still belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's
and
not...
And if this bird has no simonim on it that it was property of hektish, how is Joe Blow supposed to know when he finds it?
That I don't know, but the fact, I don't know the answer to that. But lepoil, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Either Gizbar lost it, okay? So Gizbar lost it, yeah. But wherever it is, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, according to Shmuel, that will exempt it from Shiloh HaKein, yeah. According to Rav, it will not. Rav will say once it flew away, it's goodbye, Charlie. Okay, so that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara Vayta v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. We have a similar argument to Rabbi Yochanan with Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'maktish tana gulta lebera kabayis umorda." When he made this chicken hektish and it flew away, so we're talking about kotche bera kabayis kedushas domim only. And Amalei Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Rabbi Shimon Lokish asked Rabbi Yochanan, "V'kevin shamorda once it flew away, pakel la kedushasa doesn't it lose its kedusha, which is what Rav said? And Amalei and Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, like Shmuel, the Begaza, the Rachmana Isa, even when it flew away, it still belongs to God. It's in God's possession. Okay, so same argument between Rav and Shmuel is also between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Fred, the Gemara, Rami, Rish Lakish. Now I'm going to ask a contradiction where we have a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, where each one says exactly the opposite of what he says over here. What is that? The Itzmar. Forget about a bird. What about money? A guy says, I'm donating money to the Beis HaMikdash, Berakabayis, Kedushas Damim. And the money was lost or stolen. So what's the story now with this money? Is Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Chayev Bachra Yusson, not Shayev Oil De Gizbar? That he has to, what do you call it? He has to make up for it. Yeah, that means the person who's donating has to.
Harayzu or Harayolai?
Monazeh. Right? But nevertheless, even if he said monazeh, if it got stolen before the Gizbar managed to waste it, yeah, then he has to pay again. He's got to give again. He has to give achrayus. He's responsible. He says, I'm donating $100. Yeah? So it makes him a mishabeirach. I'm giving $100. And he went home at night. He went home at night, pulled out the $100 from his wallet and put it on the table and said, I'm giving that one for my $100. Overnight came the Sudanese gang and his $100 is gone. He has to pay a different $100. He can't say, you know, I'm off, I'm Zyoitze. Yeah? So what does that mean? That we don't say, well, that $100, wherever it is, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Let the Beis HaMikdash go and get it off the Sudanese gang. Yeah, we say, no, you have to make good. Rish Lakish Omar, so that Rabbi Yochanan saying the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan before said that when the chicken flew away, it's ois hektish. Now he's saying the money, when it was stolen,
it's not.
It's still hektish. And Rish Lakish says also the opposite to what he said before. Rish Lakish said that with the chicken. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't say that. When Rish Lakish said that Rish Lakish says when it flew away it's not hektish anymore. Yeah, sorry, Rabbi Yochanan. Let's get this right. Rabbi Yochanan said that when the bird flew away, it still belongs to hektish. But when the money was stolen, it doesn't belong to hektish, and you have to give different money. And Rish Lakish says when it flew away, it does not belong to hektish anymore. But over here by the money, Rish Lakish Shamar Kol Hechad Isa because Rachmana Isa Nichsel Hashem Ratzim Loya. And over here, Rish Lakish says, no, even if the money was stolen, it still belongs, wherever that money happens to be, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore I don't have to give another money. It's Kasha the Rish Lakish, other Rish Lakish, and Kasha the Rish Lakish, other Rish Lakish. The Mamish thing, they're switching Mamish the opposite way around. And for the Gemara, the Rish Lakish, other Rish Lakish, Kol Kasha, I can answer you the contradiction of Rish Lakish. When did Rish Lakish say that once the money's stolen, it's not that when the bird flew away, it's not holy anymore? When did he say that? That was his original opinion. Before he learned from Rabbi Yochanan, his teacher. Rabbi Yochanan was his teacher. So his first effort was that when it flies away, it's not Kodesh anymore. Oh, but then Rabbi Yochanan told him, Hashem Maritzim Loya is the boss of the Sham Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. So he listened to his teacher, and then he changed his mind. So he said, when the time he talked about the money, he said, yeah, wherever it is, it belongs to God, which is what he learned from Rabbi Yochanan. So that's not a stira, it just means that first he didn't learn it, and then he did learn it. Elo, the Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, what's Rabbi Yochanan doing changing his mind? How come by the money is Chayav Bachayulson, and by the Chikun is always Hashem Maritzim Loya? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lekasha, Hada Amar Alai, Hada Amar Zu. It depends whether it's a Gavra Hefta thing, a Rogachover, Chakira. Yeah, it depends. I don't know, the Rogachover's got all these things. That it depends on whether he put the obligation upon himself or he put the obligation on the object. So if he put the obligation on himself, then he's going to have to make good the loss. If the obligation's on the object, then
It's gone.
Gone. The object's gone. I don't
think you'd be thinking about who to put the obligation. How can you put the obligation?
It's the wording when you make the net.
Yeah, if he says, I'm giving the $100.
If the obligation's on him, then he has to, he is obligated. It doesn't matter what happened to the, he thought he was going to give that animal. That animal died, he has to give a different animal. All right?
How can the obligation be on the animal?
No, no, but no, no, the owner, if the owner says, I'm obligated to bring the animal, to bring an animal, so if the animal that he had in mind dies, he has to bring a different animal. If he says, I'm making that animal hektish, then if that animal died, well, it's bad luck for hektish. So that's the two situations of Rabbi Yochanan. So what does that mean? Does that mean that Rabbi Reish Lakish is going to say Lashem Marit Samloya, even in a case where he said Harei Alai, even when he obligates himself, he's going to get out of it by saying, ah, well, whatever it is, it's God's. Let him go and chase it. L'Hatanya, we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Reish Lakish cannot argue with the Brisa. The Brisa says, Ezehu Neder Vezehu Nedova. We know that there's two concepts, a neder and a nedava. What's the definition of a neder and a nedava? A neder is a omer harei alai oila. Someone says, I obligate myself to bring a korban oila. A nedava ha omer harei zu oila, where he says, I'm making this animal into a korban oila. Omar ben neder and nedava, what is the difference between these two lashonas? Neder, when he makes a neder, meso nignevei sha'avda, if it died or was stolen or got lost, chayav b'achrei yusla, the obligation is on him. So he has to bring a different one if the one that he wanted is not there anymore. Yeah, but a nedava means he only said, I'm giving that particular animal. So my only obligation is to give that particular animal. If that particular animal may say, Nignevoy Nevda, Oshavda, Enechai Brachayusa, it's not my problem. It's that animal. It's God's animal. If God's animal wandered away, then God knows where it is. So it's not. I don't have to worry about it. So therefore, that's the din of neder and nedava. So how can Reish Lakish hold that even when he said a lie, yeah, he doesn't have to, it's still God's problem. Hashem marat some lawyer, the money. Yeah, he gave money and it was stolen. Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about it because Hashem marat some lawyer, if he said harei a lie, which is Rabbi Yochanan says that he has to make, is chayav b'achrei yusla, Reish Lakish doesn't agree that if he says, I obligate myself to give $100, that he has to give it. Reish Lakish will tell you, when does harei a lie make the obligation incumbent on the person? When we're talking about a animal, a korban that's going to go on the mizbeach, the mechusar akrava calls man and hasn't been brought on to mizbeach. He hasn't done it yet. He hasn't fulfilled his harei a lie obligations.
Even if he's given it to the gizbar,
no, there's a certain point. I think when he hands it over. Once he hands it into the Azorah, I think. Yeah, Rashi says, Harei Alai means Lahavir La Azorah. Yeah, so once he's in the Azorah and he hands it over, then that's it. Yeah, but until that point, he has not fulfilled his Harei Alai obligation. What do I need to do to make this thing Kotche Berek Abayis? I don't have to take it to the Azorah, because who says it ever has to go to the Azorah? Yeah. So as soon as I say Arezu Kotra Berakabayis, it is. That's it. I've said it. It's done. It's now. It belongs right now, this second, it already belongs to the Gizbar. Is therefore Afal Kafta Amar Alai. Even though he said I am obligated to give that to the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Mechayev, I won't be obligated to make good if something happens to it. Because I've already done it. I've already discharged. That's the word I was looking for. I've discharged my responsibility. Okay. Freddy Gemara Vaita Vatna. We've got a Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Erkin, I think. Someone says this ox is going to be an oila. Other bayis korban, which is, of course, Bereka bayis. If he says this house is a korban, of course, it doesn't mean a korban they bring with Bayach. The word korban, as we learned in Adarim, can apply to make things hektish. If I say this table is a korban, what I really mean is it's Bereka bayis. Yeah, so don't be put off by the word korban. Person says he's making the house holy. What happens? Meis hasher. If the cow died, or the ox died, or nafal abayis, and the house fell down, because he said this one. So this one, I've discharged my obligations. This one, if this one took nish, bad luck. If he says, Hashur ze olai oilo, he used both Lashonis just to confuse the matter. He said, this ox is an obligation on me to bring as an oilo. Bayis ze olai korban is then meitz Hashur v'nafol abayis is chayiv l'shalim. He has to pay it back. Yeah. So we see that it's not even by Bereh Kabayis, even by the house, yeah, he has to make good. It's Chayav Bachrayis. You just told me before Bereh Kabayis, I don't have to make good. Here you're saying you do have to make good. So the Gemara answers, Hani mili hechad the meitz asher v'nafal abayis chayav l'shalem. When is it? Dafke the cow is dead, or the ox is dead, and dafke the house fell down. Yeah, the less the who, they don't exist anymore. If they don't exist anymore, then you cannot say that wherever it is, it belongs to God, because it isn't. There is no wherever it is. So then you have to make good the, the obligation. Aval hecha de isnahu. But if they just got stolen, or the bird flew away, or whatever it might be, where the actual thing still exists, I just don't know where it is then kol hecha de isa b'begaz rachmona isa, d'chsil Hashem ratzum loya. So the difference between whether the thing died or it flew away. If it died, it doesn't exist anymore, so I have to make good. But if it, as long as it's still alive and healthy, just because I don't know where it is, it's not my problem. It belongs to Hashem, and He knows where it is, so it's all good. Okay. Amar Rav Hamnuna comes along, Rav Hamnuna, and he says, Hakel moedim be'erchin. Everybody agrees, erchin. Erchin is the pshat, where a person says, I'm going to give the erech of someone else, or himself, for that matter. The erech of a person, and the erech of a person is determined in Pasha B'chal Kaisai, it's a certain value depending on the age of the person. Doesn't matter how healthy he is, etc. It's just his age, or her age even. Yeah. So therefore, the erech. So what happens by erechin? Afak afti omar alai, if a person says, even though he uses the expression alai, he doesn't mean that it's an obligation eternally on himself. Loi mechayiv, he doesn't have to, and therefore, if the money that he separated was stolen, he doesn't have to make it good. My timer, why not? Because when he said a lie, in that case, he didn't mean it as a perpetual obligation. It's just that there's no other way to say it. How else are you going to say that I'm going to give the erech of Yehuda? Hey, chalema, what should he say? Lema erki? If he doesn't say the word a lie, he just goes erki.
My value.
My value is aman. So what do you mean? Who is going to pay? What do you mean erki? Lema erech plenya, and even if I say erech hear me, if I don't say a lie, then who am I obligating over here? It's aman. So I have, there's no way out of it other than to say a lie. And therefore, when I said a lie, I was just identifying who has to pay. I wasn't identifying that I am making it a perpetual obligation. So that's what Rav Abnuna says. It's maski for Rava lema hareini be'erki. You could use the other expressions. You could say hareini be'erki, hareini be'erich pleini. So first of all, the argument about the expression teignished. The oid, and furthermore, tanya the nebraiser. Rav Nosson, name Rav Nosson, say erka chabayemahu kodesh l'Hashem. It talks about redeeming a field. A person made a field hektish. And then suddenly it says, when he wants to redeem it, he gives the erchicha. What's erchin got to do with redeeming a field? Ma tamad leimar. So we must, why don't he chuck erchin in the middle of the field? The fish of matzina bektashis of maestr shemishchal no moesha b'chulin. That what? That you can redeem hektish and maestr, that's maestr sheni we're talking about, can be redeemed on normal money. And what happens when you redeemed it? Nignivu esha avdu enechai b'chayus. And once you redeemed it, if the money then got lost, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Is Yachal Avzekein? So you might think that Erchin is the same. Tamal Loimar v'Nasan Asa Erkecha. That it's considered Chulin Acha Yavoil De Gizbar. Until the Gizbar has it in his hands, you are Chayiv. You are obligated. So what are you telling me that Rabbi Amnuna, that everyone agrees by Erchin that you're not obligated? The Brisa doesn't agree. The Brisa says Rabbi Nosson that he is obligated. Ella yitmar hachi yitmar. So can't be Rav Nuna said that because it wouldn't fit with the Braisa. So if Rav Nuna said anything, it goes as follows. Amar Rav Nuna, hakol moedim be'erchin de afagav da fakert. Afagav da loy amar a lie. Even when he doesn't say a lie, is mechayiv. D'chsib, not in a zerkecha, that it's chulin hen biyot chachav al the gizbar, that it belongs to chulin until it gets to the gizbar. Okay. Oh, man. Didn't do very well today. Okay. Well.